Record. Is it recording? No, I didn't hit record. Fuck! I didn't hit record. Shit. How the fuck you hit record? I forgot to work this thing! Oh, wow. I literally pressed that same fucking button already. Okay, I think it gets me. And I think it gets you. Oh, man. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
You know what I always think about when I always say that?
No.
The Zoe 101 theme song.
Oh, yeah.
The
yeah,
one,
yeah.
Or just every time when I say that line, I always think of that song. Are you ready? Ooh. Oh, man.
It's crazy how. What's your name again? No. Not Brittany.
Jamie Lynn Spears.
Got pregnant at 17, dude.
I know, dude. Dude, they still. Did you know that they still wanted to do the show, but she didn't want to no more?
Nah.
Because she got pregnant.
I know they were still shooting when she was pregnant, right?
Like, yeah, they're still
she
shooting.
Had, like, a baby bump.
Yeah, like yeah, but so after, like they said, yeah, we can still do the show after you have your baby, but she didn't want to no more.
Damn.
So like, high key, everyone was blaming. A Nickelodeon, but mm-hmm. It was all that baby's fault.
Yeah.
But, some intro, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, dude, it's been a long time since the last episode.
When was the last episode?
Let me check. Hold on. Give me one. I think it was, like, September? No, hell no. It was probably, like, last year, May or something. I think.
Wait, a podcast?
Yeah, a podcast. Oh, no.
It was, like, last one, like, 2 months ago.
No, hell no. All right, so, like, the last podcast we recorded was September 16th, 2018.
Uh-huh.
That's how many months?
I swear, I thought you posted... 10, 11, 12,
1, 2, 3, 4. That's 4 plus 3 is 7. 7 months ago.
Fuck.
Dude, I feel like it's been so long. Every time I upload a new episode. But now I want to get consecutive, but...
Yeah.
If you're this far into the podcast, this is the Local Podcast with Carlos Perez, and today I have a guest with me, probably a future co-host. That's what you say.
I have a couple names. I have Miguel and Mike.
Yeah, Miguel Vasquez or Mike, whatever we call him. We call him Mike. But yeah, today's going to be a pretty interesting episode. We're probably just going to be talking mostly about video games, what we've been doing, going to rate 2017 real quick, talk about... What we're excited for.
Wait,
for 2000.
Did you say 2017?
Oh shit, you're right. We're gonna rate 2018 and talk about what we're excited for 2019.
We are in 2019.
That's right. We're gonna talk about what we're excited for for 2019. And today's main topic is pretty much what we expect for next gen consoles.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, everything pretty much is probably just gonna be blind as fuck. I don't have a list. I don't have notes.
Yeah,
so basically everything's going to go off the top of my head. But pretty much how I always start the podcast, or how I want to, is what have you been doing this past week or whatever, since the last time I saw you.
Mm-hmm. Just go up to drink some water.
All right, go. What have you been doing this week?
Well, you already know I had an interview and shit, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of... nervous, you know.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I got in, they already had like a setup.
Well, like, first of all, if you guys don't know, Miguel Vasquez, my friend Mike, he's the one that's been doing those real life cartoon 3D models that everyone's like getting hyped for. So that's what he went to the interview for. All right, but go on.
Yeah, it was for Business Insider. They do behind the scenes with artists. So they asked like, hey, you know. Do you want me to come to your pad? And I'm all like, hell no, my fucking room is like messy. Well, it's not messy, but I mean, you know, it just, I didn't want to clean, you know, and I was like kind of busy with like freelance work. I didn't want to like buy like more shit, you know, like just to make it look good, you know. So
mm-hmm.
I asked Carlos, hey Carlos, let me borrow your room. It's like, you have a nice room. That's like, but I'm like, nah, you know, I'd rather just go over there in LA and just. After the interview, I went to go get some pupusas and shit like that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Your sister was telling me that she was going to take you, and I was like, no, he asked me to take him. What do you mean? And then she was like, he's never told me. I was like, oh, it's because he doesn't know how to tell you yet. That's... yeah. You should have used the room. The room would have been sick.
I know, dude. I think they would have interviewed you instead of me. You know, where'd you get this? You know, because the guy that interviewed me, he looks kind of into this kind of stuff. He looks like he's into this.
Oh, like video games and fucking movies, anime and shit. Yeah. Oh, this is the first time we're recording on video too, so hopefully it works out. Mm-hmm. But that's all you've been doing this week?
Yeah, just that and pretty much. What about you?
I started work again back in Palmdale. I've been working. It's pretty chill, at least this time, because we're getting paid a salary. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It's more chill than working hourly because we're not going based off our hours. We're just getting paid for the job. So the sooner I got a burp. Hold on.
Burp.
Okay.
Censored.
So with the salary, it's like we're trying to get it done as quick as we can because we have like 3 months to finish it. But we're literally like on our third week and we have 3 tools to finish and we're going to finish the second tool on Tuesday. So the sooner we get it done, we still get all that money that they offered us. So say they offered us like $10,000 for 3 months.
Yeah.
We could either like milk it to 3 months or we could get it done in like 4 weeks and then get the full $10,000 still.
Fuck.
So like we're trying to get it as done as as quick as done as possible. You know what I mean? That's not the real number. Just saying a number, but
and that's a team, huh? Like,
yeah,
and you guys split it.
Yeah.
Sure. That's cool.
But what was I saying? I've been working. I've been playing Sekiro. I played Sekiro probably for like the first like 3 hours. Mm-hmm. Man, dude, I did not want to stop.
Yeah.
And literally, when the game came out, is when me and my dad had to go to work to Palmdale. I'm working like 12 hours, pretty much like 15 almost, maybe. Mm-hmm. Because the drive there and the drive back total is like 3 hours on top of 12-hour shifts. Mm-hmm. So, like, I had no time for playing. A game like Sekiro is, like, you have to put down, like, it's not something you can hop in and hop out.
Yeah.
You have to play a good amount to get somewhere in the game. Because if you hop in and out, you're not getting anywhere. You're pretty much gaining experience, but still gaining experience is hard as fuck. It'd probably get, like, 5 for like 30 minutes. No matter how many enemies you kill, whatever, it's hard. It's like a Dark Souls game.
There's no setting for easy, hard?
No. There's no setting. So it's just fucking hard.
Yeah.
It's literally just hard. People are complaining saying there should be an easy mode, blah, blah, blah. But it's like these games aren't made for. These games challenge real gamers. You know what I mean? If you beat this game, then you have the titlement of saying, yeah, I'm a pretty good gamer.
Yeah.
Because if you do, I was seeing stuff that you could cheat on the final boss of the game, but why would you want to cheat? You
know? Yeah, you're basically you're already there, you know? Why cheat?
You're basically cheating yourself.
Yeah.
To beat the game. Mm-hmm. It's like you really want for something like that, it's like you die so many times on the boss, like constantly, and you're like, oh man, dude, like you're on the verge of breaking your fucking controller.
Yeah.
And then the next day you come back, you beat the boss second try, and you're like, oh, fuck, that feels so good.
Yeah, it reminds me, with Resident Evil 2, with the final boss battle. I had it.
My God.
Yeah. I know, I saw your live stream. That shit was funny.
Oh, dude. I know. Oh, my God.
Bro, I told you, I texted you, but Carlos, shit the fucking heart, dude. You didn't read it.
Yeah. I know, I read it after I was done streaming it. Dude, you should have stood and watched the whole thing. Oh, man.
I think it was late, though. Was it, 12 or 11?
I think so, yeah.
I forgot what day it was, though, but... Yeah, that shit was funny, dude.
Yeah, dude, I've been streaming... Not a lot, but I started streaming on Twitch. Mm-hmm. And, Yeah, I streamed all of Resident Evil 2. At least Leon's story. Mm-hmm. And, dude... Oh, man, dude. That final boss battle is pissing me off, dude.
For real.
Because, I would never forget this comment. Freaking Malcolm was in the chat with some of my other friends from another Discord, and I just kept dying, dude. I couldn't do it because I was at the point where it saved me at the checkpoint. Mm-hmm. Already 3 hits, I'm dead. Yellowish health meter or whatever they have. Yeah, I was there. So after 2 hits, I was good done. I was dead by Mr. X, right? Uh-huh. So and I'm just constantly dying, dude, for 40 minutes, dude. And one of my friends is like, dude, I gotta go to sleep, but fuck, I wanna watch you finish this shit. And then Malcolm replied saying, dude, chill, he's building up suspense.
But you didn't, you say, like, you're already, like, at a bad spot that was saved, you know? Like,
yeah, the checkpoint. It fucked me, yeah.
But you didn't save it with the typewriter?
No.
Wow, you're supposed to, dude.
Yeah, I know, but before that elevator scene, you fight Mr. X. Or no, you fight the doctor.
Oh, yeah, 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 okay. Yeah.
So you go to the doctor, then you fight Mr. X. Mm-hmm. There is no check. There's no typewriter.
Yeah, for
sure. So a checkpoint saved me at a certain section. Mm-hmm. Either way, even when I was fighting the doctor, I only had like 2 hits still. Mm. So it was so hard for me, dude. I know. But when I beat it, oh, man, dude. I was like, fuck yes, finally. Yeah. Oh, my God. And if you guys play Resident Evil 2 already... You beat it already, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know that last part where you get the rocket launcher?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You missed.
Dude, did you see that?
No. Right there, you know?
Dude, I've been fighting fucking Mr. X prior for like... I don't know, dude. I've died so many times, but... You know, after you get the rocket launcher, you insta-kill him? Like, that's the last part, right?
Yeah.
So the rocket launcher falls, right?
Yeah.
Like, that cutscene happened... And the whole chat was like, oh, hell yeah. I was like, yes, finally. Instantly, dude, he's right in front of me. And the rocket launcher's right in front of me. I rush to the rocket launcher. I pick it up. He hits me. I'm dead. The first time I ever see the rocket launcher, dude. And, dude, no joke. I got to the rocket launcher scene like 4 more times. And he did the same thing and still one hit killed me, dude. And then, like, literally, I think on the 5th try, I finally got the rocket launcher and it killed him. Dude, it was so annoying, but fuck, it was so funny. Just got like, no!
Well, you had recorded it, man.
Dude, that's what I wanted, but no one clipped it. Mm-hmm. But, man.
Oh, was... if they clip it, it's saved.
Yeah. Oh, man, I wish somebody clipped it, but fuck, it was so funny that he just kept dying. I was getting so mad, dude. That was my first PC game that I beat.
Yeah.
On PC. Like, actual story game.
And what other games do you have? Like, I know you have like a shit ton.
I have a fuck ton. I have so many more.
BioShock on Infinite.
No, I have BioShock on PlayStation. Oh. But I do want to start streaming. I was gonna start streaming Borderlands to catch up to Borderlands 3. Mm-hmm. And but yeah, back to how I was fucking going on a rant. Played Sekiro. Been playing Hollow Knight on Switch. And what else have I been playing?
Freaking No, not God of War. You already passed.
My friend let me borrow the Devil May Cry collection because I want to play Devil May Cry 5.
Mm-hmm. Kingdom Hearts.
I haven't beat Kingdom Hearts 3 yet.
Fuck, dude.
So, like, I was on a, like, on a binge of Kingdom Hearts to catch up to Kingdom Hearts 3, and I didn't want to, I literally played, like, 5 games of Kingdom Hearts, mm-hmm. like, in order, and I was like, okay, if I play Kingdom Hearts 3, I'm probably going to get sick of it because I played so much, so I'm going to give it a break. Mm-hmm. So I haven't started. I mean, I played a little bit of Kingdom Hearts 3, but I didn't get far.
Mm. Yeah, I was never really into like Kingdom Hearts, you know. I like the box cover art for the PS2 where I think I don't know what the fuck that kid's name is. Like he's looking up.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Goofy and Donald Duck just looking down.
Yeah, yeah,
They're like uphill on some shit. So never really was into it.
Dude, it's so good. The story, no joke. Mm-hmm. It's so long, but fuck, Heike, it's worth it.
Yeah,
it's such a good story.
Yeah, I heard it is pretty long.
But other than that, I haven't been doing much. I've just been working, skating on my breaks, collecting pops. But nonetheless, I mean, we could start, like, what was your best thing of 2000? Was 2018 the year you went viral?
No, it was 2017.
Was it late 2017? Or
it was mid-2017.
Mid?
SpongeBob and Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
I think it went viral, like, on, like, June 2017.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's funny because that image of SpongeBob and Patrick, that shit was already out, like, before it went viral. It was already out for, like,
I know, it's been out for a while, yeah.
But the thing is, I only posted it on Instagram. When I posted it on Facebook, on a Facebook group chat, on a Facebook group, everyone, like, took notice, like, oh, fuck, it's so creepy, you know, and then I saw it on Reddit, and I saw it, like, on YouTube, like, it was crazy.
Mm-hmm. What do you rate 2018, the year 2018?
Definitely the best in a while, definitely.
Yeah,
just because, you know, like, with the art and stuff.
True.
And
so many good games, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
We got God of War, Spider-Man.
No,
I was going to say Resident Evil, but that came out this year.
Mm-hmm.
But, What the heck? Oh, I thought my computer turned off. All right, go on.
What other game? We're talking about games, right? Or are we talking about
just the year? What do you think is the best thing that happened in 2018? Yeah, 2018. Just like a quick roundup.
I know art. When Homer Simpson went viral, like I got like a lot of inquiries, like, hey, you know, like, can we interview you? Like they would do like they would want to do Skype, but I'm like, hell no, I'm in bed, like all bummed out, you know. So I just like call them and shit, like, oh, hey, you know. But yeah, it was pretty good. It was definitely good. And personal stuff too, but it was pretty good overall.
You got that Adult Swim deal.
Oh yeah, yeah. That was 2018. That was December of 2018. That was a pretty good time. Stressful too. I told you, right?
Yeah, yeah. Did you go to the billboard in Hollywood? Yeah. Oh man, I wanted to go with you. Do they still have it up?
I don't know. I don't know. Someone posted it. I checked the hashtag. Hot Streets. That's the name of the show. I checked the hashtag on Instagram, and someone posted a picture of themselves with it. And that was dated like back in March of 17. So that's like a month from now, like a month ago. So I don't know if they still have it, though, but. It'd be cool to go see it.
Yeah, that is pretty sick. Freaking, what was I gonna say? That's it? That's all you have rated for 2018?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I feel like 2019 is gonna be a lot better, though. Everything's going good, though.
Remember they showed, TMZ showed, Matt Groening, Homer?
Oh, yeah, Homer Simpson, yeah.
Oh, man, dude, that was so sick.
I know,
sick.
He's like, oh, God, you know?
I know.
Oh, wow, he said, oh, wow. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, at first, like, I don't know who Matt Groening was. So I was like, who the fuck is that old guy? No, but I do know who he is. Yeah, but yeah, it was pretty cool. A pretty cool feeling, dude. Yeah, I'm humbled by it, you know. Same old me, you know, same old. So that was pretty cool. What about you? How was 2018 for you?
2018 was, it was good. I mean, like my favorite game, like at least game wise, for sure, God of War was really good. Spider-Man. But I like Spider-Man more just cause I like Spider-Man more.
Yeah,
just because it's Spider-Man. Just because it's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But for sure, God of War deserved Game of the Year, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then, but when Spider-Man came out, like literally the midnight release, I was so hyped because I got everything, got the collector's edition, got the PS4 Pro. I'm all Spider-Man out. And then the next morning,
oh wait, I think I remember.
Miller died.
Oh yeah, I remember now.
So the date that Spider-Man was supposed to come out, September 7th, was the day Mac Miller died.
Fuck.
And dude, I was so bummed. Like, I was so happy because we finally got Spider-Man. I'm playing Spider-Man on my couch. And I'm over here like, damn, I should be happy, but fuck, I'm pretty sad. My favorite rapper's dead.
Yeah.
Dude, it sucked. I was so sad. That's probably one of my saddest bummers of 2018.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That Mac Miller died. Who else? Oh, Stan Lee died.
Yeah, Stan Lee did. Yeah, and SpongeBob creator, Steven
Hellenberg.
Yeah. Yeah, that one bummed me out, too.
Ah, man.
Crazy, man.
Mm-hmm.
Legends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, speaking of you know, people dying, like, well, not just people, like, you know, anything living dying.
Mm-hmm.
It's about to be like 3 years since Harambe died. You still remember that meme?
Harambe,
yeah.
Yeah, you said Harambe. Harambe, yeah.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy. 3 years ago, I remember when I was like, at the time I was working at UPS. I remember I was eating like my sandwich and it said Cincinnati Zoo gorilla dies. That's it. Yeah. It didn't have the name of Harambe. I remember that so vividly on the news.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all like, oh, you know, just another day in the zoo.
Yeah, freaking, well, speaking about that, freaking, so we got Mac Miller, Stan Lee, creator SpongeBob, and then so recently, yesterday was, my friend Andrew's, 2 year anniversary, like, since he passed away.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
So then it kind of sucked because his mom wanted us all to be together, like his friends, and we all go meet up, and then not that it was a problem or anything, but it kind of sucks that that she didn't show up because I guess like she was still grieving over it. It's been 2 years.
Yeah.
I mean, like no mom should like it sucks.
Yeah.
Like no parents should have to bury their kids, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And like it kind of sucks to know that she's still grieving out there. And after we all left and stuff, we were all together, me and my friends, at the grave. And, so it kind of like sucked knowing that she planned it. She wanted to plan it all and be together. And, but she didn't show up. So it kind of sucks just knowing that she's still not okay with it, you know. I don't think anyone should be ever okay with it. And I don't know, like, it just made me sad knowing that she's out there by herself, you know. Not by herself, like, she has the rest of her family and stuff. But it just sucks knowing that she's still not okay.
Yeah. Did the dad go?
No. I saw his dad. I picked up some tables for her, for the mom, with the truck, because she wanted to bring some tables, because we're going to eat there. But, so I took the tables to her to his sister's house, and his dad was there. Mm. So, I mean, nonetheless, I hope she's all doing good, and the rest of the family, you know?
Yeah.
I just wanted to, I don't know, like, I guess it's like, if you're going through some stuff, you know, like, just knowing that she wanted to do, I mean, she said that she wanted to plan everything, like, for herself and stuff, and just knowing that, like, that if you're not okay, that it's okay to not be okay, but don't try to do things on your own. We're all here for everybody, you know, like, no matter who it is, your friends, your family. I don't want you to feel disencouraged to believe that there's no one really out there for you, because we're all going to be here for you, no matter who you are. And if you need someone, then you can just always hit us up, you know, and just know that everything's going to be okay. Same thing with my friend Zach that passed away last month. So that kind of, I mean, going into 2019 already, that it kind of already sucks starting the year like that, you know?
Yeah.
Because it was weird because the day of his viewing, like, everyone was going up and, like, talking, like, saying, like, nice stuff for him. And then, like, next thing you know, like, I'm up there on the mic. And, like, as soon as I got there on the mic, I was like, what the hell? How the hell did I get here? And, like, it felt like a weird, like, the only thing I could compare it to is My Hero Academia. That one scene when Deku starts running after Bakugo, when he gets captured in the slime. And then Bakugo is like, what the hell are you doing here? And he's like, I don't know. My feet just started moving on their own. Like, but that's what it felt like during that moment. As I was up on the mic, I was like, in my head, I was like, oh, I said it too. I was like, yeah, I honestly don't know what I'm doing up here. Like, I just, my feet just started moving on their own. But but nonetheless, it was like, I hope the words that I said were good enough for everyone to hear and to know that's like, I don't know, it's not okay. Like, it's not okay, and it sucked, and I miss them, and I don't know. I just wanted to point that out there just to know that if you're not okay, things will be okay, and if you need someone to talk to, then we're all here. And but yeah, that part sucked, but nonetheless, 2018 was pretty good. 2019 started pretty off rough, but I just want to say I miss them. But but for the rest of 2019, what else do we got to look forward to?
We got Endgame.
Oh dude, speaking of Avengers Endgame,
yeah,
I almost bought a whole row in the movie theater.
For what?
For Endgame. I pre-ordered my tickets. I almost bought a whole row, but it didn't let me. God. So there's in a row, there's 14 seats, and the max limit of tickets you can buy, at least from Regal, from where I bought it from, it maxed me out at 10 tickets. So I bought almost a whole row, dude. I'm pretty hyped for opening night, 11 o'clock.
Fuck, dude. So you bought a whole row. So how many seats is that?
It's 14 seats, but it maxed me out at 10.
So
I almost bought a whole row.
Fuck, dude.
But no joke. Yeah. You think like it's like, I mean, money is money. Like it is pretty expensive, but like thinking like 10 tickets, almost a whole row, it only cost me like $110. So it was like $10 a ticket.
True.
So like when I saw the price, I was like, when I was thinking, I was like, damn, if I almost buy a whole row, it's going to be like $200 or something.
Wait, why'd you buy a whole row? So you can sit by yourself and watch
it? No, I was thinking, damn, I bought a whole row. I could literally just sit by myself. But, no, I got tickets for my mom, my dad, my sister, my cousins and stuff. So I'm pretty hyped. But yeah, we got Endgame to look forward to. You said you're going to be in Mexico, right?
Yeah, I'm probably going to watch it over there all dubbed and shit.
Oh, subtitle.
They're gonna call Thanos El Thanos. El Hombre Araña Spider-Man. Yeah, it's gonna be cool. It's not our first time that I watch like movies over there. It's pretty cool over there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Endgame. Looking forward to
E3. They might introduce the PS5. And
yeah. No, they're not gonna introduce PS5. Sony's not gonna be there at E3.
Oh, then probably the PlayStation event in December or November.
Oh yeah, true. Mm-hmm. Oh, they probably announced the new Xbox, whatever it's gonna call. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's
Nintendo Switch, the new model.
Supposedly. Yeah, there's two new Nintendo Switch models coming out this year. Supposedly a high end version and then a low budget version.
Yeah,
which is pretty cool. Supposedly the low end version
won't come with the dock, I think.
Yeah, it's just gonna be portable only, mm-hmm. and they're gonna take out the HD rumble, the vibration features. But it's like
it's gonna be like it should be like 150, not even 200. It has to be like 100.
Yeah, you think so?
Come on, like, I think it's gonna be smaller too. I heard that it's gonna be smaller too.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know what they could do. 150. Well, the Switch itself, like in my opinion, I think is already cheap.
Yeah. Yeah,
it is. $300 Like, that's like if you could buy a brand new Xbox One S, whatever mm-hmm. that bullshit is, the mini one, for $250 regularly.
Yeah.
Like, everyone has it on sale. PlayStation is what?
Like, $250 or no? Huh.
No, it's like $300.
Yeah.
The PlayStation 4 Slim, mm-hmm. $300. Yeah, I mean, in my opinion, I think the Switch is like, it's okay. It's, you know, decent price. $300, you're not getting so much, but you're still getting some good exclusives that it has.
Like, if I were like if I had an advice for like someone who was barely gonna get into gaming, and he would ask me, hey, you know, like, what should I get? Should I get a PS4 or a Nintendo Switch? I'd straight up tell him, like, get a fucking PS4, dude. Yeah, PS4 just has
really right so now.
Much, you have so much value.
We literally talked about it at Walmart.
Oh. Oh, with the kid or what?
No, the PlayStation 5 is coming out soon.
Oh, no, no. I mean, you know, just in general, like, just if...
What's a better value?
Like, yeah, like, which one has more games? You know, PS4 obviously has more games.
Yeah.
And it's third-party support, you know, just better exclusives, in my opinion.
Yeah, true.
Breath of the Wild, you know, like, it's okay, you know?
I just love playing indies on my Switch.
Yeah, on the go, too.
Man, dude, it's so good. Like, I would rather play all my... Like, no matter what, I'd rather play indies on my Switch than anything else.
But what kind of indies?
Indies. Like, any good indies. Yeah. Cuphead was exclusive to Xbox and Steam, and now Switch is getting it. I bought it on Steam, I bought it on Xbox, and I played, like, the first three levels. Mm-hmm. I was literally saying, oh, man, this would be so much better on Switch. And then, so now it's coming out on Switch on April 20th, 19th, mm-hmm. or something. Yeah. So I'm pretty hyped on that. But I just love playing my Switch for indies. It's such an indie home game for me.
Yeah, definitely. The portability, you know, like
it's so good, convenient. You know? Yeah. But they're supposedly coming out with a more expensive version, more high end version.
Yeah.
And for sure, I'm definitely gonna cop it.
Yeah.
I'm waiting because Phoenix is moving to Texas in July, mm-hmm. and. I told him, hey, dude, if the high-end version comes out before you leave, I'll sell you my Switch for, like, $100.
Fuck. That's a good deal.
I sell Phoenix stuff for cheap, honestly. I know.
Didn't you sell him your PS4?
Just because, like, yeah, I sold him my PS4 for $100. I sold my PS4 Pro for $150. Just because it's, like, if I could bring someone new into the I hit the table. If I could bring someone new into the community for a cheap price, mm-hmm. then I would definitely do it. Yeah. If it's some random guy I don't know, then I'll sell my Switch for like $200.
Yeah, fuck them.
But it's like, if it's my close friend or something, like Phoenix, mm-hmm. like the way I said, like Phoenix, like Phoenix, I definitely shoot on my Switch for $100. I'm just waiting for them to announce it. Yeah. We still don't know if it's even true or not.
Yeah,
the high end. Rumors, yeah, it's still rumors. Supposedly, Wall Street already confirmed it.
Yeah.
But it's like, it has to come out of Nintendo's mouth for it to be true, you know what I mean?
But it wouldn't be a surprise because, you know, they already did it for the 3DS, big L, right? Big one, it's like a lot bigger than the original 3DS.
The XL.
XL, yeah.
Oops. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a Sony fanboy now.
Yeah, I mean, if the Man, dude, I just don't know what they could add. Maybe more high-ender graphics.
Yeah, better hardware, most likely.
Raise the resolution.
Yeah, like the game, like
I'm really hoping for a bigger screen.
I don't know why. I doubt it. I also read that they might make it more smaller, the screen.
That's what with more higher end resolution.
No. I also there's another I read online on Kotaku. I don't know
what's the Kotaku.
Kotaku. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They said that that they're not gonna update the hardware, but they are gonna make it more portable and more enduring, more resistant to fucking like handling and shit because mm-hmm. of the kids, you know, something like that. Mm-hmm. That little kids tend to drop their Switch a lot.
Damn. I mean, I could expect that from the cheaper end for like parents, like, all right, here, go play with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But for like real gamers, I hope it comes with a bigger screen, yeah. Better resolution, like you said, better hardware in general.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what else could they add to the? Oh, change the freaking the charging station where the charging port from the bottom to somewhere else completely.
Why?
Because it's on the bottom. And, like, I don't know, it just bugs me. Like, when I have it in kickstand, you can't charge it in kickstand mode.
Mm-hmm.
You can't charge it in play, you know? You have to buy a separate third-party fucking stand for it. If it was on top, then no problem, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, better fucking kickstand, too.
Yeah. And that's dock, too, right? Isn't it, you know, doesn't it scratch?
Somewhere? Yeah, supposedly the dock mm-hmm. scratches it when you keep pulling it in and out. Pause. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, what else could they change about the Switch for the...
I honestly like the way it looks. I like the sleek look.
Yeah,
like
it's perfect right now. Yeah. I think it's perfect size, but honestly, I could go for a bigger screen.
Yeah, same.
Bigger screen, but then again, you're right. Why would they won't do a bigger screen
mm-hmm.
because they have all these Joy-Cons out. Yeah. The controller slide in and out.
Yeah.
If they grow a bigger screen,
you're gonna have to buy a separate
Joy-Con, you're gonna have to buy separate bigger Joy-Cons.
Yeah.
That that bums me out because now I know they're not gonna do a bigger screen.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
But it's whatever. I mean whatever. Damn it, I'm so pissed.
Yeah. And then, if it's gonna be bigger, then you might as well get a tablet, like an Apple, you know, iPhone, you know. Because iPhones they're a lot more powerful,
obviously. What do you think the prices are going to be? The cheaper version, you already said $150. What do you think the higher-end version is going to be? Wait. First of all, do you think they're going to discontinue this one?
No, they're not. Because now it's a lot cheaper. Because when they release the games, the systems, they tend to...
They tend
to lose, like, some profit. Like, mm-hmm. when Sony released the PS3, they were losing money. They were losing, like, $200 each
mm-hmm.
for each console sold. So, most likely, they're going to lower the price for this one. And the higher end model will be like $350, like an extra $50, because the hardware right now is already outdated, like in like from the time it came out 2017 to now 2019. That's 2 years. That's a 2 year gap. So the hardware is going to be like significantly down.
So you think it'll be $150, $250, $350?
Yeah.
So low, middle, high.
Yeah, $150. $150 maybe, man. Like for the lower end model.
We'll see.
Yeah,
because
I mean,
but it's like it'll make sense if it does it like that, because why would it be $200 minimum?
Yeah.
Why not spend the extra $50?
Yeah.
But then again, it's like the lower end version is made for little kids.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still just assuming that. But
yeah,
we got that. What else is coming? Oh, I don't know if you freaking like it, but Mario Maker 2 is coming out.
I'm not into Sonic games.
Oh my gosh.
No.
But. Yeah, I'm so hyped for Mario Maker 2. I was thinking to myself, I was like, you know, it would be sick as fuck if they have, like, Mario Kart Maker.
Oh, yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah, like, kind of like, not like Happy Wheels, but you know how you create your own level?
Yeah.
Same thing like Mario Maker, you're creating your own level or whatever. But you're just making your own Mario Kart levels.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that would be so sick. Imagine all the crazy stuff that everyone makes. Oh,
I've seen a lot of good ones of Mario Maker, like, some funny, crazy-looking ones.
Mm-hmm.
Levels, that shit looks crazy.
That looks so good, but I'm super hyped for Mario Maker 2. Phoenix would have more to say about it, but what are you going to say?
Doom Eternal.
Oh, dude, Doom Eternal. Yeah. Supposedly, that's what their big focus is on E3 this year for Bethesda.
Yeah, yeah.
Is Doom Eternal. Rage 2 comes out this month.
Really?
Yeah.
What the fuck? No, I did not know that.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do. I was thinking about this when I was at work. I was like, you know what I kind of want to do? I want to have every first podcast of the month,
mm-hmm.
I want to have like a segment of what games are coming out this month, and that's what I wanted to start off the podcast. But fucking didn't. But anyways, Rage 2 is coming out this month. Supposed, I think. Let me double check
it. No, I don't think it is, dude.
Let me see.
Rage 2. That quick?
Rage 2. Release date. There you go. That's the word. What the fuck? It doesn't say. Oh, dude, my it's God, not gonna dude. Come out. It's not coming out this month. Wow. Oh, got my hopes up, even though I wasn't going to buy it. It looks good, though, right?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Rage 2. It comes out in May. It comes out in May.
Oh, it's the next one.
Yeah, yeah. Wrong sure. month. Yeah. All right, but anyways, yeah, Rage 2, Doom Eternal. Oh, man. That's another game I want to stream, Doom. Fuck, dude. I got to beat it. I went so far. I got like 75% through on Xbox. But then again.
On the X, right?
No, I just on before I got the X.
Oh, okay. Oh, but yeah, and then you sold that one.
Yeah, then I sold that one, got the 1X, but I hardly fucking touched that footstool.
Footstool? That fucking dust collector.
Everyone, all my Xbox fanboy homies get mad at me for calling it a footstool.
For real.
But that's what it is! Like, it bums me out to say that because the 360 was... I think
An Xbox.
I had both. I had 360 and PS3.
But you played on Xbox because you had all your friends on
there. Yeah. And like that's where Xbox 360 did have good games, but Sony did have
better. Yeah, way better.
Yeah.
God of War, The Last of Us. Uncharted.
Mm-hmm. How many Uncharted did they drop on the PS3? Did they drop all three?
All three. 1, 2, and 3.
Wow, that's crazy.
And then the fourth one on the PS4.
I still gotta play the fourth one. I still gotta play 1 through 4.
Fog, and you have the collection, don't you?
No, Nate took it back.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I don't know. I don't see it on my shelf, but I'm pretty sure I do. I don't know. Fuck it.
Did you ever pass Horizon Zero Dawn?
No, dude. That's another game I want to do.
Oh, my God.
I'm thinking about getting a stand on my computer right there. Like, just like a shelf. And I'm thinking about... That's where I want to put the dock.
Mm-hmm.
And so when... tell me what I was thinking about getting another PlayStation... So I could have one at the computer station. Yeah. But it's like, I could just, you know what I literally did? I bought a power plug and an HDMI for my PlayStation so I could hook it up to right there.
And
so I could just unplug it right there and then take it over there. So I think I'm going to do that. But I want to get a shelf so I can start streaming it. I would like to stream Horizon, Doom. Just so many games that, like, I feel like that's, like, it felt good streaming Resident Evil 2 because it's, like, taking something off my list. And it's, like, not like a job, but it's, like,
Yeah, it's fun. It
gives me the encouragement to beat these games.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, it's me encouraging myself, like, all right, let's get this game done.
Like, yeah, because, yeah, if people watching, they're like, hey, you know, do this. Or you're like, hey, yeah, don't do that, you know.
It's fun. It's cool. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
But what's another thing? Let's keep the list going. What else comes out this year? That new Joker movie.
Oh, yeah, Joker, yeah.
What do you think about it?
I don't know, like I told you before, like, I feel like DC's, like, milking Joker, you know, and they're switching actors and shit. They had Jared Leto and then Heath and stuff, like...
Yeah, it kind of bums me out, like I said before.
Why can't they keep, like, the same character, like with the original Spider-Man trilogy with Sam Raimi, like, the director?
Tobey Maguire.
They kept him for 3 films, you know, like, that ranged for, like, about 5 years, I think? 2002, 2004, 2007, yeah. It's like a...
Yeah, I don't know.
6 years, I think.
But
7, 5 years.
I don't know. I like it. I think that the new Joker is going to be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think it looks good. I mean, they haven't showed really much of the Joker that we all know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're showing more of his backstory, kind of like the Killing Joke did. But, like, I'm pretty sure he's going to do a good job as the Joker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, I mean, I'm digging the laugh. All the laughs he did in those scenes, that sounded really good. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah. And he doesn't sound like Heath at all. Like, he has like a in between a Mark Hamill and Heath, like somewhere in
something in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay.
At least it's not like Jared, because Jared, you know, you can tell he borrowed his voice from Heath.
You think so?
Yeah.
I can't. It bums me out because I would want to see Jared Leto in more of a Joker movie, but we're never gonna get that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, from the backstory that I've heard of Jared Leto's Joker, it's pretty fucked up. It's like, you know how he has that grill, that metal grill?
Oh, yeah.
Supposedly, Ben Affleck, Batman, like, when he killed Robin, because you know how he had Robin's suit right there in his cave, the Batcave? Supposedly, Ben Affleck, Batfleck, he beat the Joker in so hard that his teeth got knocked out. So that's why he has those metal teeth. And then, so that's another thing too. We got freaking Ben Affleck. He freaking
You guys want cookies? Oh, you guys are freaking recording. All right, never mind.
What kind of cookies?
Fuck, what was I saying now?
Ben Affleck knocked the fuck out of
Ben Affleck confirmed he's not Batman no more. That bums me out too, because I feel like everyone shitted on Ben Affleck as Batman, and like,
yeah,
he like, oh man, dude, like, I feel like if he had his own fucking movie, he'll prove everyone wrong. Mm-hmm. I feel like he had the look.
Yeah,
he pulled off that Batman look so fucking.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, and he was
Henry Cavill's not Superman anymore either.
They're screwing up, dude. Like, I know DC reigns like they're really good at fucking releasing comic books and video games. Mm-hmm. As to Marvel, you know, like, Marvel's really good.
Really good at films. The movies, yeah.
Yeah.
I just, you know? No joke, like, all the DC single films are really good. Batman vs. Superman was trash, Suicide Squad was trash, and Justice League was just whatevers. Yeah. Like, honestly, it wasn't trash, but it wasn't, like, great or amazing as it should be, because it's the fucking Justice League. And, you know,
like, they didn't have, with Cyborg, they didn't have a backstory to him, like in, like, Black Panther, you know, or, like, fucking...
Yeah, I mean, supposedly they're all getting their single movie, Cyborg, Flash.
But it's already late, though. I mean,
I think they fucked up. Yeah, why would you waited, do... I don't know.
They're trying to catch up with the Avengers, that's why. They should have waited... To do, like, a step individual.
Yeah, thing. Just like how the Avengers did. Make everyone meet up and then throw in the Justice League movie. It's so weird to throw in the Justice League movie.
Right away.
And then get everyone single movies.
Yeah, because no one can be emotionally attached to their favorite actors or superheroes. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Like when, Iron Man, you know? They've been making films of Iron Man since 2008. So that's, like, what, 11 years now? And when he got stabbed, in the abdomen by Thanos, you know, like, everyone was like, oh fuck, you know, people felt bad because this guy's been in the screen for 10 years.
I know, dude, I thought he was gonna
die. Iron Man, yeah.
Oh man, dude.
So, and you can't do that in like a film like Justice League, because Justice League just came out of fucking nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dude, you know, joke? You saw the trailer to the Shazam movie, right?
Yeah, I saw some trailer.
Dude, no joke, I thought that movie looked like trash.
Yeah, I know, yeah. When I saw
the trailer, I was like, oh man, I can't get over, like,
like a Deadpool copycat, right? Like,
No. His costume looks like a costume he bought at a Halloween store. The muscles, they just look inflated in his suit. It just looks so dumb to me and so plain. And no joke, I'm going to go see it the day it came out. I loved it.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was really good.
Like, I haven't watched it yet, but is comedy similar to, like, Deadpool?
No. Like, it's nothing like Deadpool. No joke. Like comedy-wise? Comedy-wise, like, his... It's nothing like Deadpool, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But, like, the comedy is really good. It's there.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I didn't like, the ending, I just didn't know. It was whatever. Mm-hmm. The whole movie, except the ending, was great. Mm-hmm. The ending, I rate it probably, like... The whole movie, except the ending, I rate 10 out of 10. The ending, I give it, like, a 4 out of 10.
Fuck, that's a low number, but...
Yeah. I can understand where it went with and why they did it that way. It's just that I was like, eh, it's kind of phony.
Yeah.
Whatever. But other than that, the whole movie, I would recommend go seeing.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like DC movies or you just think they're trash, what they're doing, that movie's really good. Just like Aquaman and Wonder Woman, I think are good movies. Aquaman's long as shit, but high-key, it's still pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. I say it's worth seeing. It's not in theaters no more, but we got that movie. That movie's pretty cool. I have for Wonder Woman 2, too.
Wait, Wonder Woman 2?
Yeah, it comes out next year.
Oh, shit, really?
You know what else comes out next year?
No.
Godzilla versus King Kong.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, let's go. Dude, that Godzilla movie that's coming out this year? Ooh, man.
When was the last time they released a Godzilla movie? Back in 2014, huh?
Yeah, I think we were in high school. With fucking Kick-Ass? Kick-Ass is in it, the actor.
Yeah?
Yeah. Guy from Kick-Ass, Quicksilver in Avengers Age of Ultron.
Oh, that dude, yeah.
The one was like, I bet you didn't see that coming, and fucking bullets go through his chest. Spoilers.
Yeah, spoilers.
What else do we got this year? We got Godzilla coming out this year. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, dude. I can't wait, dude. When I seen that trailer, and I seen Mothra, and I always fucking forget the three-headed dragon, the gold one.
Chimera? Oh, no, not Chimera.
I forgot, dude. But I always forget, but no joke. For how little I know about Godzilla, I fucking love Godzilla movies. But no joke, I know King Kong is gonna whoop Godzilla's ass next year. He has to, dude. I can't fucking wait, dude. That movie's gonna be so good.
Yeah.
I have two Godzilla posters I wanna hang up.
Yeah. What about Kong? King Kong?
King Kong? Dude, I gotta get some. I love Godzilla more than King Kong, but I'm more hyped because I know King Kong is gonna kick Godzilla's ass.
Yeah, yeah.
And tell me if I'm wrong, but I'm not wrong. No, I'm just kidding.
Just like in a 2005 film where King Kong fucking smashes.
The dinosaurs.
Probably do that at Gojira.
Gojira. You know Godzilla's kid's name?
No.
No.
What is it?
It's Godzuki.
Godzuki.
Godzuki. Yeah.
Sounds like a Pokemon.
But what else do we got this year? We talked about Mario Maker 2, Godzuki. We got Star Wars trash ass trilogy.
Yeah, you know, I watched the first one, but
the first new one,
the Force Awakens, but I didn't watch the second one. I heard that it was
The Last Jedi. No joke, I hate this trilogy.
Why?
These new series of Marvel movies, Star Wars movies. Mm-hmm. I just don't like it.
Why?
I think the only thing I don't like is the villain's acting. They should have chose a different actor. I think he's fucking terrible. Mm-hmm. He's good in other movies, don't get me wrong, but in Star Wars, I think he's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
I don't like his acting. I don't like him. I don't even know the fucking guy's name.
Finn?
I don't like Finn either. And I don't like
the pilot dude.
The
right?
pilot, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like them three. Rey's cool, but it's like.
I heard it was kind of political, was it?
No. It's just, I don't know. I just don't like the direction they're going with it. It's like, why even make it?
Yeah.
Honestly, it ended good. And now, you added another story to it. And, it's like, why?
Yeah.
Like, where are you going to go with it? Honestly, what? Like, the only thing I can see happening in the last movie, I am going to go watch it the first day it comes out. For sure. Because I'm a Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
I'm a Star Wars fan, so I got to watch it. And, it's like, why? Why do you even make this trilogy? You're not improving the series anymore. You're just making it just to make it, is how I feel. Other people love it, and I can understand why they do,
And
I don't.
And that reminds me, because, you know, when the prequels came out, a lot of people were shitting on it. But now you compare it to, this new trilogy with the prequels. Which one would you prefer? Which one do you prefer?
For how many people shit on the prequels, I like the prequels.
Yeah, I like them too.
I like them. I can understand why they don't like them.
Yeah.
Because of the acting and stuff and the direct. And just the way they acted, they didn't like. They hired like high-end movie actors and threw them in a Star Wars movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what everyone's saying. And the acting is terrible. But honestly, I'm paying attention to the story and it's like, oh shit, okay, so I can see why. Like, it builds up to this moment, you know?
Yeah.
But each movie, honestly, each movie has a great scene. Like the first one, when the pod racing, the second one, Yoda versus Count Dooku, and then the third one, Obi-Wan versus Anakin.
Oh man.
Dude, no joke, I was gonna buy a legit licensed Star Wars lightsaber yesterday at GameStop.
Fuck.
They have one of Obi-Wan's. I want to go get it. But I didn't get it. But I'm thinking about just ordering one online.
Yeah.
I would like to have one, just on my wall right here, just, lightsabered on top. I wish I could,
wirelessly turn it on. You can connect it, right, with the cord? Can you? Is there...
No, it's a button you press on it. But I don't want to get up there and press all of them.
Or you can just make a custom one.
That's what I'm thinking. Someone does make custom ones, but fuck, they're so expensive. They're, $550.
500?
No joke. They're so badass. They're so sick. But nonetheless, we got the new Star Wars movie coming out this year. I can't think of anything else for movies.
It Chapter 2.
Dude, it's so good.
Yeah. Trailer hasn't come out. No teaser yet. I'm surprised.
Teaser's out. A trailer's not out. Maybe a 30-second clip of It 2.
I haven't seen it yet, but...
It Chapter 2 is coming out this year. Oh, man, dude. Yeah. It's so good. Oh, Scary Movies to Tell in the Dark.
Oh, yeah.
Scary Movies, Scary Stories.
Yeah, Scary Stories. I think that's going to be a series, not a movie, right? Or is it going to be a movie?
No, it's a movie. I'm thinking, like we were talking about earlier, So they have multiple books. I think they have like 4 books. So I'm thinking the first movie tells all the stories in book 1.
Yeah.
And then like they'll have a series of movies. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm thinking the first one, from what we've seen in the trailer, like, I haven't read those fucking books in forever, since I was a kid, mm-hmm. right? So I'm thinking the movie is about all the stories it has in the book, yeah. but all those stories are for each different child that's in the movie. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Like, the yeah. girl with the zit, that fat girl.
I know, that one's creepy as yeah. shit, dude.
And the ghost in the end. Yeah. So I'm thinking it's all the stories in one book, mm-hmm. so as the first movie. And the second one will be a new set of actors, a new movie, brand new, just with those stories. Mm-hmm. And I think that'd be cool as fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Having just new actors every single movie for each book. Mm-hmm. Because why would they come back in the second book? Mm-hmm. Unless, I haven't read them, unless they do come back. But I doubt it. It's fucking stories. It's different stories mm-hmm. all the time, you know?
Is it really like a film? I thought it was like a Netflix series, is it?
No, it's a film.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a film.
Oh, shit.
Unless it is a Netflix series. I don't know. Oh, Stranger Things 3 comes out this year, too. Have you seen Stranger Things?
No, I never watched it.
What? No. Dude, no joke. You'll like it.
Yeah, I know. I know. I've heard of it. Dude, I'm so busy, dude. Like, I told you.
True. I know. You don't even...
You let me borrow...
This guy hasn't even beat or even played God of War.
I know. I know.
And he's the biggest God of War fan I know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For real. Fucking life.
Life.
No, actually, I choose it to be like that way because I'm procrastinating a lot, dude.
I bet.
And then you know, because now that I work like one day part time, like the amount of time I have at home, you know, I just procrastinate, dude. Like, mm-hmm. and then it really fucks me up, dude. Like mm-hmm. really bad. Like yesterday, like I fell asleep like at 3 in the morning, but God. I had work today. Oh, and no. I was like, fuck no, dude. I was like so tired because I keep thinking like, oh, you know, it's just one day, you know. So I don't mind going to sleep late, but I end up regretting it in the morning.
Fuck yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we got Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, the movie, the mm-hmm. series, whatever. What else do we got?
No Transformers, huh? No.
No.
I know they're gonna. I know Michael Bay's not gonna direct it. Someone else is gonna direct it, but that's for like next year, I think.
Yeah.
Avatar 2. That one's next year,
right? I've never seen Avatar.
Me neither. It's good CGI, that's for sure.
But... I heard it's good. I heard the movie's really good. Yeah. Oh, Star Wars Land and Disneyland comes out this year.
Disneyland?
The Disneyland. Movie? No. Disneyland.
Oh, Star Wars and Disneyland?
Star Wars Land.
Oh, this shit's going to be fucking overpriced, bro. Like, dude, it's going to be all crowded and shit.
High key, I still want to go. Yeah. But fuck, I'm going to fucking wait all day for one ride. Mm-hmm. This is going to suck. But
if only Six Flags was close by, dude, I'd be over there.
What else do we got? Let me look around. Do we see anything that will pop our attention? No, huh?
No. I know they should make a, like, looking at the Major Chip Hazard toy right there, they should make a, like, a remake of that, dude.
No, it's perfect the way it is. Toy Soldiers?
It actually is, yeah. Small Soldiers, yeah. Toy Soldiers.
Oh, is it? It's Small Soldiers? I thought yeah. it was Toy Soldiers.
No, that's Eminem's song, Toy Soldiers.
You're right, Small Soldiers, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good film.
I thought they were doing a remake.
No, I don't think so, but it would be cool, though.
Yeah, Small Soldiers is a good-ass movie.
Yeah, that really is a good movie. It's like...
We are the Gorgonites.
Yeah, don't be no mercy.
But that's a good movie. But yeah, I can't think of anything, but... For sure, like I said, this is just off the top of our heads. We'll be more organized next week. But...
Yeah, no scripts. No, we didn't read any...
Yeah.
For video games, The Last of Us 2, obviously.
You think Last of Us 2 is coming out this year?
Actually, I don't think so. I think it's going to come out for PS5, dude. Or maybe they'll...
Well, that's a good way to start this our main topic. What do we expect for next-gen consoles?
But better hardware.
Talk about Last of Us 2, go for it.
Like, they'll probably release it for the PS4 by the end of the PS4's life.
Like, they'll do a remaster?
Yeah, they'll release it for PS4, but they'll also release it for the PS5 with better visuals and better, higher performances.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think... I feel like it's a PlayStation 5 game for sure, mm-hmm. and they'll downgrade the settings for PlayStation 4. Mm-hmm. So they'll optimize it, like they're working on it right now, right?
Yeah.
Like they're working on it for PlayStation 5, not for PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
They want it the best it can be.
And they want people to buy their system.
Yeah, you know?
I feel like that's going to piss off a lot of people, but you know, I have no trouble with that.
Yeah, Sony, you could take my money. Yeah, at least for what you did this console generation.
Yeah.
Is like, oh, like we were talking about earlier, When do you think the next gen is coming out? Both of them, Sony and Xbox.
Most likely next year.
You think next year?
Yeah, November 2020. Yeah, definitely.
No, you have an area?
November. It's always, they always release around October, November.
Okay, that's what I'm kind of hoping for. Yeah. I'm hoping for late 2020.
Mm-hmm.
I'll even take a late 2021.
Mm-hmm. No.
You don't think that'll happen?
Yeah.
It's going to be 2020?
The longest generation we've had was the PS3. PS3 lasted about 7 years. Mm-hmm. Came out in 2006. And the PS4 came out in 2013. So that's 7 years right there.
I feel like I only had my PS4 for like 3 years.
Yeah, I
feel like that's how long I've had it for. But
you've had it for a while, huh? 2014 or 2013?
I think 2015.
Cause you got.
I don't think I was in high school. I didn't have one in high school for sure.
Really?
Oh, yeah,
you got it for Christmas 2014. You told me, right?
Because I bought my Xbox One when I was in Detroit, Michigan, and I know I got that 2015 November.
Mm-hmm. No, you got your PS4 first, dude. Cause we played PT. Remember back in
Oh yeah, in you're right. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's crazy.
P2, man, that was a good time. Man. Like,
I just feel like I don't want the PS5 and Xbox 2, whatever they're gonna call it.
Yeah,
I don't want it because I feel like, oh man, I'm like so into these video games, these details that I'm learning and stuff and everything. All these good games are coming out, and it's like, oh man.
Also, Red, this is what makes me really happy. And really hyped up for the PS5. They're gonna do backwards compatibility.
Like, for a PS5?
Yeah. So he's going to be able to play PS1, PS2, and PS3, and PS4.
That's what I've heard too, but I've heard those are just rumors.
No, it's possible, you know, with the
I think emulation. It's possible, yeah.
Yeah.
But I hope it's real.
Yeah.
Like, their PS Now is like shit, dude.
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
It's so bad. Like, Game Pass that Xbox is doing is really good, in my opinion. But other than that, like, for PS5, oh man. I mean, well, I guess we could just talk about the footstool. But what do you think Xbox... Supposedly Xbox is coming out this year with a discless system. So it's just going to be all digital. Supposedly it's supposed to be cheaper. Mm. Their Xbox One S is already $250.
But the thing is, is it going to be the same hardware like the X? Like, is it going to be like...
No, I don't think they're doing an X version. I think it's just XS. XSDS. Discless system.
Yeah.
Slim discless system. That's a fucking hard one to say. Yeah. But, I mean, a cheaper Xbox and you could take it on the go. That's pretty cool, I guess. Mm. But, I mean, it's going to be digital only. No, you can't put no disc in it.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a lot smaller, huh?
It should be.
It should be, yeah.
You know? Because they don't got the disc drive and...
Could you imagine playing that shit, like, on the go? Like, with the tablet? Small tablet, and then you...
It's just digital. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. But, I mean, what can we expect from Xbox 2? The One X is already a good... it's a good system. It just doesn't have any games.
Yeah, it doesn't have any games, yeah.
So, but they bought a lot of studios, so... And supposedly they're all working for the Xbox 2 already.
Yeah, I only play the Xbox One X for Doom 4K. It reigns superior, like, when it comes to, like... Yeah. Compared to PS4 Pro, dude.
Yeah, for sure.
And I play it for backwards compatibility with Dead Space, with the definitely Dead Space. Dead Space 1, 2, and 3.
I want Dead Space 4.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna release it.
I don't think they're gonna do it.
EA fucking killed them, dude.
EA killed everything that they have
with microtransactions with Dead Space 3, and they made Dead Space 3 like into an action shooter. You know.
Mm-hmm. New Star Wars game this year.
Really?
Yeah, they're announcing it at Star Wars convention. I think Star Wars convention is this month.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to show the trailer there. And is by EA, by another smaller EA studio that they have.
Yeah. But what is it going to be like? Is it going to be like Battlefront?
Or... No, it's going to be single player. A single player story mode.
Okay.
And I forgot what it's called. But it comes out this year for sure. They said it last year at E3.
Mm-hmm.
But oh man, new Star Wars game? Let's go.
For real.
But I can't think of anything. I feel like... Both next gen, god damn it, I got a phone call. Hold on. Let me see. Hold on.
I'm in the restroom, dude.
Alright, I'm gonna press pause really quick. Oh, shit. Okay, now we're back. mid-interruption, but we're talking about next-gen consoles, what we expect from it. For sure, I think what both consoles have to have next year, or at least next generation...
Backwards compatibility.
No, I feel like they all have to, like, starting off, they have to have 4K.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
For sure, like, no PS4 yeah. 5 Pro 4K.
Yeah.
Instead of a PS5 1080p.
Yeah.
I feel like both of them, Xbox and PlayStation, have to be 4K.
Yeah, it can't be checkerboard at 4K either. You know.
Yeah, it has to be full, as powerful like, as the Xbox One yeah. X.
Most likely, definitely, if...
Minimum has to be as powerful yeah. as the Xbox One X. Like, what... I mean, what else... What can you do? Mm-hmm. Like, what can you do for the PS5 Pro? What can you add to it?
Better hardware, VR. Obviously, the PS4 Pro has VR, but...
Yeah, I could say, like,
you'll
maybe...
You'll probably make a VR 0.2, you know?
Yeah, PSVR 2.0.
Better visuals, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that's for sure has to be a minimum. Yeah. It has to play 4K.
It has to, yeah. It has to do that.
4K TVs are cheap. Like, we saw one.
Yeah, yeah.
We saw one at Walmart for $250.
Yeah,
like 30 cheaper, inches. Yeah. But, I mean, you could go all out. Like, I'm, like, in a position, like, super blessed. Like, I freaking got LG OLED TV.
Yeah.
And no joke, for how much money, like, to spend or like I've ever spent like the most expensive thing that I have is my TV, and I do not regret it. It's my favorite thing that I have, that and my PC, but that's true. Different but
PC, that's home, you know, that's where you play your games, you
that's
know?
Master race.
Yeah, master race.
So one of my friends call it the hall of unlimited frames.
That's a good one.
But yeah, both systems minimum has to play 4K. You said backwards compatibility.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I know Xbox is always going to keep that.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially with Game Pass. I feel like Sony has to have a Game Pass. Because Xbox is killing it with their Game Pass. Like, imagine a library of PlayStation games, PlayStation exclusives.
Yeah, yeah.
You could download it and play with a monthly subscription or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I feel like that's...
But
that's
with
perfect.
Xbox, they don't have that many like games.
Yeah,
in
true.
Game Pass.
They don't have that
many
games.
They have Doom, but I already have Doom. You know, like
yeah.
I saw.
But
Doom
then again,
there.
they have some games that I don't have, and for I think it's like $20 or $15 a month for Game Pass. Like, I think that's a steal.
Yeah, yeah.
You pay that much for a month, and
like
you have like
yeah.
you have that many games. Like, oh hell yeah, because it does have some games that I don't have.
Mm-hmm.
I could play it. And play brand new Xbox games because they come out day one on Game Pass.
Oh, shit.
Instead of paying $60 for the full game for...
Like, rent it, you pretty much have.
Yeah, I rent it for $15 for an entire month. I think that's a steal. Mm-hmm. And I also think... You know what I think is so... Like, so we all have... at least in my opinion. So we all try to find a way to watch something for free, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I find it so weird that we could... I've said this on Twitter. I find it so weird that we could spend like $10 on a meal on fast food for one day, but we can't. But we don't want to spend $10 a month,
like Netflix. Or
like Netflix,
yeah.
VRV, Crunchyroll. So it bums me out because, like, I noticed. At least that I've heard that if you watch illegal anime, like on illegal websites or whatever,
like hentai.
Like hentai.
I've never watched it, so I don't know what hentai is.
But that if you watch anime on illegal websites, that the anime they don't get money for it, but if you watch on VRV, Funimation and stuff like that,
they get
money, and they notice that we do have an audience to watch it, so we'll keep more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it bums me out because it's like there's some animes that don't they don't get renewed because they don't make the money or whatever. But like I said, if you can spend $10 a day, why can't you spend $10 one time? Mm-hmm. For a month,
yeah,
and you could get the shows. You know what I mean?
It's like you when you buy something expensive on Amazon and there's shipping price, like a $12 shipping tag.
Yeah,
like, oh hell no, you go for the cheaper one with the free shipping. But you know you're already there. You know if you're spending that much,
yeah,
might as well just pay the shipping price.
And I get that some people aren't in a place to do that.
Yeah,
but still, if you're at a fast food, spending $10 for yourself for one day.
Mm-hmm.
You could buy Netflix or whatever
for
a whole month.
Mm-hmm.
A whole month's worth. And how many times do you go out to eat fast food? Add up
every
all
month,
that money.
Yeah, every
I know. everyone eats fast food at least once a week.
Yeah.
Or once every 2 weeks. There's so, four yeah. weeks in a month.
Yeah.
I know. There's got, and that adds up. You know what I mean? That could be added on. Mm-hmm. But whatever. That rant is done. But next gen, for sure. That's what I was talking about. Game Pass is, I think, is worth it. Mm-hmm. I feel like PS5 has to have that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially Google Stadia.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you see that?
But it's you need like really good internet for that one, huh?
That's what I'm thinking too, but it's like, because it's just stream based, but Google, like, no joke, has the best internet. Google Fiber.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, I'm hoping, I don't know if that ever happened. This is just a wee dream I have, but I'm hoping so when they launch a Google Stadia, mm-hmm. that they'll have like a subscription service, like, oh, if you get Google Stadia, we could give you Google Fiber for this price total each month. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. a bundle price. Like, I think that'll be sick as fuck, because I would drop my fucking internet service for Google Fiber instantly.
Yeah.
I think it's like $60 for one gig download and 1 gig upload.
Oh, okay.
For $60 a month.
Fuck,
I'm paying $55 a month for 150 upload and download.
Fuck.
No joke, my internet's good. It's whatever. It's like, it's weird though. Like, on my PC and PS4, maximum download I get is like 25.
Yeah.
And on my Xbox, I'll download at 100.
Yeah.
Like 125. I've seen it. Mm-hmm. It's so weird. I don't know why it does that. But supposedly Steam and PlayStation, what do you call it? They fuck with your bandwidth. I forgot what the word is. But like, they have a limit of how much you can download.
Oh shit.
But I don't know.
That's
but
stupid. Yeah.
I would want to download everything as fast as I could. Like, yeah. I'm thinking about upgrading my Frontier to 500 download and 500 upload for $150.
It depends, because that's if you're, I mean, obviously you're going to be streaming, but I mean, you had no issue streaming with
yeah,
the
I know.
Internet, yeah.
But like I said, I would pay more. I have so many people on the internet too.
Yeah. Oh, true.
I have the whole house, and supposedly that side of the house doesn't even get internet.
Yeah.
But either way, if everyone's going to be on my internet, like, yeah, I would want to, I pay for it, you know? Like, yeah, my dad doesn't pay for it. I pay for the internet bill. Yeah. And like, I mean, I would upgrade if I want to, but the thing is like, I'm paying $55 for 150 download and I'm only getting 20. How much am I going to get when I'm paying 500?
Yeah.
Am I only going to get, what, 30? Like, I don't want to upgrade $100 more for 30, you know? Like, yeah. I want to see if they'll, like, if they could show me what it's going to be like at my own house. You know what I mean? Like a trial, I guess.
But you are connected. You have the...
Yeah, I'm hardwired.
Yeah, yeah, same here. And it's pretty fast on Xbox, too, so...
Yeah. But other than that, I think Google Stadia is a pretty game-changing thing.
Yeah.
Streaming
yeah.
every game you could see.
Yeah.
You could freaking hit a button and say, Google, I can't pass this part of the game. And then it'll show you the first video that's recommended.
True. But you have to think about it, too, because, like, people, like, let's say third world countries, you know, they won't be able to, like, have Google Stadia because, you know, the internet's probably cheap over there.
Yeah, I know.
Like, you know, and it's not just the U.S. that has, like, that sells PS4 consoles or Xbox consoles, you know. It's all around the world, you know, like, to, like, Middle East, you know, like, freaking South America, you know, Central America, Mexico, you know. Like, they don't really, I know they have good internet, but, I mean, you know, it's just kind of complicated over there the way it works.
But, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's weird, but we'll see. We still don't even have a price on it's what it's like, going to be like.
It's like the NVIDIA Shield, you know, the mobile.
Yeah,
like, that didn't really work out, you know? Google Stadia, you know?
But then again, it's Google.
Yeah, that's true.
It's Google, you know what I mean? If anyone can do something, it's got to be Google, you know?
Yeah,
supposedly Walmart wants to get into the gaming thing.
Oh, yeah, they're going to sell it for discounts too, you know?
No, Walmart wants to make their own console.
Yeah?
Yes.
What is it even
called? I don't know, but Walmart wants in on it.
Yeah.
I don't think Walmart got it,
they
but...
They call it Wally, the console.
But for sure, I think if any company that wants in on something, at least video game-wise, I think Google can do it.
Mm-hmm.
We got fucking Apple Arcade.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that?
No, I haven't.
It's like, supposedly Apple is making games for Apple.
Mm-hmm. Like exclusive.
Yeah. Like, they're going to have, like, their own gaming service. Like, you pay monthly for it, and you have all these games. It has no ads, no microtransactions, anything. Mm-hmm. supposedly they're bringing indie games to iPhone or Apple devices too. Yeah. But that's other things that that's not game changing.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything else, but like next gen is like it's coming and we're gonna find more about it later this year.
You know, and I just feel like, you know, Nintendo Switch is already come, they already have their next gen console, that's a Switch. You know, and
yeah,
by the time PS5, Xbox 2 comes out, it's gonna be hella outdated, dude. The fact that
I mean, it'll get outdated, but it's Nintendo. They could upgrade the Switch as many times as they want.
But they never do. They really don't. You know, when it comes to performance, they've always been back. They've always been behind. But you know, they have the games there. But I mean, you know,
Not
everyone's into like Mario, dude. Like I have Mario Kart and Mario Odyssey, but
yeah, I can get really, that.
You know, I like, you know, story-driven games, you know, like The Last of Us, Uncharted.
Yeah. Like, Nintendo is, they're getting a lot of third-party games. We're getting Mortal Kombat 11 on Switch the day it comes out. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's catching up, but
it's just going to be the much, you know, it's going to be, like, lower end. You know?
Yeah, yeah, the lowest.
Yeah, lowest settings, you know, 30 frames or 25 frames per second.
Yeah. I'm thinking, like, I feel like after the Switch, like, what can Nintendo do? Mm-hmm. I feel like you can't go back to being a console.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the next thing they have to make, like, say, like, the Switch 2.0.
Yeah, yeah.
Switch 2.
And yeah, and
like, I feel like they can't go back to being a console. The next thing they make for next generation system for Nintendo has to be portable.
Yeah.
If it's not portable, it's like, oh, man.
Yeah, yeah. Cause they raised the bar. Even though, you know, mobile gaming isn't new. You know, Nintendo didn't really innovate it. But, I mean, honestly, like, they already raised the bar for, like...
For portability.
Yeah, yeah, taking your, like, high-end games. Like, playing Doom on the go. Like,
playing Wolfenstein.
Yeah, yeah.
Mortal Kombat 11 that's coming out.
On the go, you know, in the airplane, you know, or fucking in Mexico. Which, I was playing Doom a lot in Mexico.
Uh-huh.
On the go. That shit was so fun, dude, so... My only complaint is that I wish they updated the hardware, dude.
Yeah, I believe they are going to update hardware on the newer version, the Switch XL, blah, 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 bullshit. But but other than that, I don't have anything else to say for next gen.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, we'll find out more later this year. Should we call our special guest and end this podcast?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see. Let's see what they answer. I don't think they're going to answer. I think it's got one more ring to it, then it goes to voicemail.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
What are you doing?
I'm home.
Okay.
Hey.
Why?
Hey.
What?
How's it going? Yeah.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
Okay, we're about to end the podcast, and we need a motivational sentence to go out.
What the fuck is a motivational sentence?
Go, just something motivational that you have.
Motivational, huh? So I look like a motivational person to you?
Well, yeah, that's the topic.
Like a quote?
Yeah. Anything that you think is motivational.
Anything. Huh. Can I get online for like 2 seconds to check?
Yeah, go for it. You're live.
Okay, hold on.
Wow, she doesn't have one that she can make up.
No, I don't. What the hell? Is that something people do? Is that what you guys have in like your topic for today or what?
No, we're talking about video games, but we're talking about some stuff like...
Just random stuff.
Yeah.
Life in general.
Like, did he talk about your interview, Mike?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, we did. I shat bricks, but, you know, that's a different podcast.
All right, cool. I want to hear that one.
It was cool. But, yeah, we just want to hear, like, your thoughts on, motivation. We want to hear, like, your motivational speech and shit like that.
Motivational.
Yeah, we wanted something original, but yeah, you could copy someone else.
I can, like, think of one, but it's not going to be, like, well composed.
Like what? Like,
I don't want it to sound dumb. It will definitely sound dumb if I just pull it out of my ass.
Best Disney quotes, go.
Damn, I had one and then I lost it.
The hardest choices require the strongest will.
You guys gotta give me a heads up with this shit, man. You can't just, like, call me and be like, give me something now.
I did. Well, we told her, like 2 months ago.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna remember that one. I'm all sick, too, so I sound all nasally.
You do.
I'm sorry. I've been sick for, like, a good 10 days.
God.
I know, and I was on spring break, so...
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, it sucks. Okay, sorry, guys.
You ready?
No.
Wow, I thought she was ready. But she was like, okay. All right, guys. Yeah.
Hold on. She's probably not even looking that close. She's probably like, you know, Patrick when they're taking notes.
I'm looking at quotes. All right, okay, fine. Look at this. This one's pretty good. The struggle you're in today is developing the strength you need for tomorrow. Damn, that's deep.
Well, that's good. That's good what we talked about.
Right?
I heard that's it before, but it's okay.
Nothing good. Nothing original, but yeah. All right, I'll take it.
I'm sorry, I don't have anything original.
Alright, peace out. Thanks, dude.
Alright, bye guys.
Bye. Take care.
And that wraps up episode 9, the local podcast.
Hell yeah.
I hope we could do this weekly. Just got a new table, got new chairs. We finally filmed it on the GoPro.
Yeah. Is that the first or your second?
I hope I can get it right so I can upload it. Mm-hmm. And if I don't upload it with the video, it's going to be so weird on audio saying,
yeah.
It's finally on video. But yeah. Other than that, episode 9. Yeah. Thanks, Mike, for coming out.
Thanks, guys. Thank you, Carlos.
I forgot what I used to end the podcast with. I think it was more like, uh-huh, yeah.